Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
We didn't know about a World Wide Web. Was a whole different game being played. Back when I was a kid, want to get down in a cool way. Picture yourself on a beautiful day.
The study indicates that we're going to spend $4 million in tax money every year to service the bond to generate just $1.1 million in additional local tax revenue after the year that we have stabilized the project. To me, that is just not a good investment. So one of the things I would ask you, and I know several people on this board are business people, for those kind of returns, would you invest your own money in a project like this? Because I can tell you, I, for one, wouldn't.
This is Ted Ann, who works with Innisfree Hotels and was representing them, a pretty significant local player in the tourism market space, at the Tourism Development Council meeting on Monday, where they were talking about this sports facility in Ashton Brosnahan Park for $60 million. The they're calling it a sports facility. I have variously referred to it as the gym from nowhere, the gym in nowhere, the gym to nowhere. it's a gym. I mean, that's what they want to do. I want to put up a big gym. Okay, that's going to have, you know, a bunch of basketball courts and a bunch or volleyball courts, depending on the purpose, and in a space that the county owns, which is nice, but that has a lot of problems attached to it, including, you know, they say they're going to put 700 parking spaces, but that means a bunch of new cars going in and out of a very constrained driving space. The place is already heavily used by soccer on the weekends and kind of bursting at the seams. And I just thought it was fascinating that when, again, they didn't get the study given to them ahead of time. They had to ask for it. And then they only had it for about a week to look at. And apparently they didn't even talk to a lot of the hoteliers and the DMO, the Destination Marketing Organization, and, you know, and Visit Pensacola. And so Ted Ent is there with Innisfree. And, you know, Visit Pensacola, Darren Schaefer showed up and said, we need a convention center, not just an athletic complex up there. We need something closer into town.
The one thing I've learned about being a developer in 35 years is you don't pick a spot just because it's the easiest spot to get something done. You pick the spot where you think you're going to get the highest return on your investment. None of the documents that have been provided publicly to me about this investment indicate that this is the highest and best use for us as a community.
Right. It's not the question of if to do something. The question is what exactly to do and where, more importantly, where to do it. And the idea that we have this property laying around, so let's build a sports complex on it, is a terrible argument. Again, that location, I have yet to find anybody who looks at it and says, yeah, that location, that's really perfect. Even, you know, Michael Rhodes, the guy who's kind of pitching this on behalf of Stephen Berry, which it's in his district, and I strongly suspect that he views this as a campaign issue that he can, you know, that's why it's being rushed in part is, you know, let's get it in before the election, before I'm challenged by this NPA candidate and Josh Roberson. But, you know, that doesn't justify the choice. Okay, but even Michael Rhodes repeatedly said, this isn't the best thing maybe, but it does check a lot of the boxes.
Is it the perfect site? I'm not saying that. I'm saying it checks a whole lot of boxes.
Okay, and it does check some, but it seems to have more questions than anything else. And so that's why Ted Ent is making the big, you know, kind of stink about this. Tanya Day Broughton, who was there for a while but had to leave because they scheduled the meeting at the same time as the city had their meeting. She says, I was for it, but now it looks like people are frustrated that they didn't get involved and, you know, weren't included, and Casey Jones isn't here, and so the two representatives of the city aren't even here to vote on this. She had to leave before they could even get to it. Again, the more I listened to them, the more I thought for sure they were going to vote this down.
So why wasn't the tourist industry included in this particular involvement and the other stakeholders that feel like they've been taken by surprise?
Jim Reeves, and of course the answer from Ray Palmer with Pensacola Sports.
We've reported at Visit Pensacola, we've reported here in the TDC meetings, updates. Michael talked about this along the way.
And he went through a long list of all the places where they have spoken about this. So I don't know where the disconnect is between the feeling of being rushed and not having the full study to look at by clearly Visit Pensacola and Innisfree Hotels and others, including the members of the board themselves, on the one hand, and Ray talking about, well, we've talked to people about this and we've told them about it before. I don't know why they feel so surprised, but there's clearly a disconnect. Plus, the basic problem in this package is it's a package. The Bay Center upgrades for 30, or well, it's 40, it's kind of both. $30 million, nobody objects. Everybody thinks that's a good idea, and that's what the 5 cent of the bed tax money is supposed to go for. So cool, do that. Yes, we would vote yes on that. It needs to be done. But then on top of that, you throw this $60 million project that nobody's sure about, that's being rushed through, that, yeah, we've been trying for 10 or 15 years to try to get an athletic facility of some kind, but we've also been trying to get additions to the Bay Center. We've tried to be getting meeting space in that somewhere downtown, a convention center. And so why the decision to spend twice as much on this other sort of pie in the north end kind of thing, it seems better to do them separately.
So how did you decide to put the two bond issues together?
I was trying to push them together because I didn't want one to cannibalize the other, because I thought that both projects were very important and that it'd be important that the TDC see them together.
And that's what I said last time. You know, why don't we talk about these separately?
That's Ronnie Rivera, who I said was my hero. He read the study 4 times and he asked all the right questions. And yeah, split them apart. I still to this moment don't know why they were put together. Some kind of nebulous thing by Stephen Hall from the county budget saying we can get a better bond deal if we bond $90 million instead of 30 and 60 separately. I mean, that just doesn't seem likely to me. But even so, more to the point, you don't vote on a massive project in addition to a pretty massive project when the pretty massive project is the yes and the massive, massive project is the maybe. It just all seems so dubious, plus the location and all the other concerns that we have about this. So we'll come back to this in a second, because I think it's a big deal. And how it turned in the meeting, I was surprised by it. Go ahead, John. Got traffic on the fives.
That's right. No accidents to let you know about right now, but we are seeing some delays at 9th Avenue and Cervantes. Right at that intersection, it's backed up in all four directions, so just pack your patience with that one. Other than that, traffic's looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Thanks so much, John. So Jeff Bergosh says he was at the meeting. He's the commissioner representative on the meeting. Of course, he's been voted out of office, so he's only got 2 months left in term. Here making a big decision for the county, right? And for the TDC, and then eventually for the county.
When we got the fifth penny, the agreement was for the first year we were going to put it in advertising. And then that money was going to be set aside for the Bay Center. That was the agreement. And that's what the Board of County Commissioners has done. We've segregated that fund. We kept our promise the first year. We've put that all into advertising. But, I mean, in many respects, this is found money, because we never would have had the fifth cent.
I actually agree with him about that. But that doesn't mean that we should squander the next 30 years of the opportunity on one good deal and a double size not good deal. Do the Bay Center part. What you're arguing is for do the Bay Center part.
We would have never had this money, Mr. Patel, with all due respect, had we not pushed the fifth cent. And the fifth cent was always supposed to be for this facility.
I'm not arguing that. What I am arguing is that using it properly is what I'm arguing. Let's use the fifth cent so that it's not depleting TDT funds for the next 30 years, so that it's driving tourism 5 days a week, 6 days a week, not 2 days a week. That's my problem. We're talking about putting this facility out there on 10 Mile Road,
sure.
And the plan shows we're only going to use it 2 days a week to drive tourism. And on Saturday mornings, it's not going to work from 8 to 12. So now we're down to Sunday. Let's bring in tourists on Sundays only. That doesn't make any sense to me. It has to make sense. And we have to drive revenue. We have to drive tourism to Pensacola 6 to 7 days a week. And if it's available on other times, then it does make sense for the community to use it. But it's got to have a better business plan. This has no plan.
So they go to motioning, and Mitesh Patel moves to deny the item. He doesn't get a second. They wait about 5 seconds, and he doesn't get a second. Then Jeff Bergosh moves to advance the item, and it doesn't get a second for about 7 seconds, and then finally Shirley Cronley jumps in with a second, and they move forward with the vote, and there's still concerns about all of this.
And our own board was never shown the full study until we asked for it. They, you know, so again, Visit Pensacola may have been shown something. Pensacola Sports, I'm on that board. We were shown something, 10 pages. 10 pages of what the building would look like versus the actual study is a huge difference. So I think, in all transparency, if the folks that are driving this thing wanted to be more inclusive, they should have put the full study out there for everybody on Visit Pensacola, Pensacola Sports, my board. Nobody's seen it. This board didn't see it until we asked for it. So Again, you know, when people have something to hide, I think there's a reason why they want to hide things and push things through. So I don't think it's right. I don't think it's good to hide things and not be fully transparent and then say, hey, vote on $90 million, but don't get all the information just yet. Just say yes, and then we can show it to you. It's not right. So
right. We got two incoming commissioners that are going to be different, possibly a third if Stephen Barry doesn't win his reelection campaign. And then whole new decisions with the future of a 30-year bond on all of the 5 cent money. It's just, it's like every dimension of this, plus all the questions about location and what you'd have to do to the roads and, you know, should it be downtown? Should it be in some different place? And listen, I think that Ray Palmer and Michael Rhodes and Stephen Hall are trying to do what's good for the community. And I'll even say, I think Jeff Bergosh is trying to do something that he thinks is good for the community. Okay? But that doesn't mean that this is the right answer in this location with that amount of money. You know, Ronnie Rivera has tried a couple of different times to split the two issues apart, and nobody would ever go with him. I don't know why. That's the obvious answer. Vote yes on the Bay Center, put this off a little bit, and let's think more about design and location and get something that everybody can get behind, because, you know, even Jim Reeves, as he rightly says.
And quite frankly, if we had a different location, I think we could get more participants.
Right, and it's, you know, kind of a weird thing to be rushing it through at this location. I mean, even David Baer says.
But if there was opening it up to a larger complex, making those physical improvements to the exterior and the interior, but expanding it to be able to have a more centralized location, that's just my desire. That's my opinion of it. I think that's a better location. Unfortunately, no one has presented us with that case today.
But hold for it. Wait for it. Demand it. So we're getting ready. I thought we were getting ready to turn left. We've got the blinkers on. We're in the turn lane. We're wanting to go left. And, you know, I figured the vote is actually going to maybe be deadlocked, even be 4-2 against. I just wasn't quite sure where it was going to wind up. And then all of a sudden we wind up with a 4-2 vote and we go forward. What? What? With no city representatives in attendance because they had the agenda review at the same time, that they were scheduled at the same time. Good grief. Now, the good news, if you take my view on this, is it's probably going to, even if it passes a county commission before the election, it'll probably get reversed by the new county commission incoming, I would expect. And hopefully we can get the Bay Center done and then delay on this. But, you know, we'll see. 722, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Just so much to cover on this one subject. I didn't even get to the SS United States, which they also passed $1 million for that. I support. Good. That's good. That's a really good thing. 722 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. And if you're thinking about changing career paths or getting a little bit of personal education, or your high school kids want to do dual enrollment, get college credit while they're in high school, Pensacola State, great resource. Absolutely wonderful resource for earning college credit for free. Doesn't cost you anything. Books are free too. Paid for while you're in high school. My two oldest kids did this, got a year and a half worth of college credit when they went to university, and my youngest is just starting to do this. It's a wonderful opportunity to get classroom experience at the college level before you're really in college. They're very customer student oriented at PSC, and my family's had a tremendous blessing from PSC. Campuses in Pensacola, Warrington, Milton, Century, South Santa Rosa Center, downtown Pensacola, and Santa Rosa Industrial Park East. Find out what PSC can do to help you reach your future goals at pensacolastate.edu.
Wade Men's Health exists for guys who get it done. Let's talk, fellas. You solve problems all day at work. You fix your sink when it's broken. But when it comes to ED and low T, it doesn't get done. We get it. You hate going to the doctor, but you're the guy that fixes things. At Wade Men's Health, there's nothing to fear and no reason to delay. We've been destroying bedroom boredom for years. Our friendly, discreet team of urologists and providers will take the time to listen. So if you haven't fixed this, call us. When the pills fail, call us. If you feel like you've tried everything, call us. Here, there's hope. From the conventional to the next level. Imagine finally taking care of this with no surgery. Imagine going from feeling gray to living life in vibrant color. It's time to be confident. Join the thousands of guys who have found success after walking through our doors. Will you be one of them? Dial 850-266-7020 or go to WaveMensHealth.com to schedule a $99 male performance consultation, including blood work. Do it for you. Do it for her. WaveMensHealth.com. Book your appointment now.
Here's today's strength for life. Today is Friday the 13th. Frigga Triska Decaphobia is the word for the fear of Friday the 13th. Superstitious people fear getting off an elevator on the 13th floor. They fear going to gate 13 at the airport. And Hollywood movies have added to the fear of Friday the 13th. However, Jesus tells us what we should not fear, and he tells us what we should. He says, "Fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both body and soul in hell." I encourage you to avoid living in fear rooted in nonsense. Instead, spend time today confidently rejoicing in the salvation that God offers to sinners like us through his Son, Jesus Christ. Rejoice in Jesus, not just on Friday the 13th, but every day of the week.
That was James C. Johnson. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
PenAir Credit Union's new high-yield checking account helps members elevate their financial journey when they need it most. Earn 4% APY simply by enrolling in e-statements and making a deposit of $250 or more once a month. It's that simple. Get started online by visiting penair.org or visit one of our 12 convenient locations in Northwest Florida and South Alabama. It's okay to think big. PenAir's high-yield checking account pays up to 4% annual percentage yield with e-statement and a monthly ACH deposit of $250 or more. For details, go to penair.org/checking.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. At New South Window, we bring the factory to you. Our windows and doors are made with quality in mind, and your products and installation are backed by our lifetime warranty. That's because New South Window knows the importance of single-source accountability. We believe in removing the middleman so you get more for your money. This is real factory direct. One company, one call, guaranteed for life. Get New South proud.
For a limited time only, when you buy more, you can save more. Visit NewSouthWindow.com to learn more.
It's hurricane season, and when a storm threatens our region, News Radio Pensacola has complete around-the-clock coverage you can count on. Our award-winning news team will be tracking the storm's every move, providing regular updates on the storm's path, intensity, and potential impacts. You can listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
This hurricane information is brought to you by DeFranco Gas. Get your home or business storm ready. Install or maintain your generator with DeFranco Gas. DeFranco Gas does all things gas.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Newfancamp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Good morning, 727 on News Radio 92.3. We'll be talking to Dave Greenwood here in just a second. Meanwhile, John Pickens has got our traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. No accidents to let you know about. It helps if I hit the button. But we're still seeing some delays on Cervantes and 9th Avenue, but just the east and west direction of Cervantes right now. So just be aware of that. Other than that, traffic is flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
Thanks so much, John. Dave Greenwood is Pensacola Beach Water Safety Chief for Escambia County, and he joins us every Friday with our beach conditions update. This beach report is brought to you by All Seasons Service Network. We guarantee to always provide the best service in the area. Dave, welcome back. We had a storm this week. How was the surf?
Surf was up. It's gradually starting to drop, but we had a high rip current advisory, and one of our high rip current advisory right now, so we've got red flags posted.
So red flags today, red flags have been the case. Have you had to do rescues, or have you been successful with the prevents?
Successful with the prevents. You know, it was pretty much, the favorable conditions for us because it was the middle of the week, and the surf really started to pick up in the Wednesday evening. So
got it. Okay. So the worst of it came at a time when you have lower participation anyway, which is good news. Dave Greenwood, he is the Pensacola Beach Water Safety Chief for Escambia County. And like I always say, and I mean it every single time, Dave, thank you for the information. Thanks for teaching me over the years. And thanks for providing a professional lifeguard staff that keeps us all safe, including our visitors all the time. Sir, we'll talk to you next week.
All right. Well, have a pleasant Saturday and Sunday, Andrew, and I'll talk to you next weekend.
Yes, sir. Will do. If you've got an import you need to get service, like a Porsche, a Mercedes, a BMW, a Lexus, an Audi, a Genesis, or a Jaguar, you could take it to the dealership. That's fine. Okay, I mean, your choice. But if the dealership is at a distance, that means extra time, extra gas, probably extra price. Or you could take it to Bobby Likas Auto Service right here on Davis Highway and now on US 29 across from the Walmart. Now, you might think you've got to take it to the dealership. Are they better capable of servicing those things? Not necessarily. And also, you don't have to take it. You can go anywhere you like. Bobby Likas is working on those cars all the time. CarClinicService.com is their website, like a healthcare clinic for your car, where they want to see you a little more often. for the preventative routine scheduled maintenance. That way you don't have to see them infrequently, but for the horrible, terrible thing. You can avert that, hopefully, with good preventative maintenance. Domestics, imports, diesels, gas, whatever the case may be, Bobby Likas can take care of you. Plus, they service fleets. So if you've got a fleet you work with, GSA Fleet, Merchant Fleet, Cox Automotive, Fleetio and Donlin, and Enterprise Fleet Management, all work with Bobby Likas on Davis Highway or US 29 across from the Walmart. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, Donald Trump says he will not be debating Kamala Harris for a second time. He said on Truth Social yesterday that he won the debate against Harris, and Harris had challenged Trump to a second debate shortly after that first one ended.
Yeah, why would you debate again when you won so decisively the first time?
There's no good reason.
Or... David, thanks so much for the update. by the way, you know, I see conservatives doing silly things like attacking Taylor Swift for being an out-of-touch billionaire who never has to go to the grocery store or pay a mortgage and is flying a private jet around. That might not only apply to Taylor Swift, you know.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. There have been lawsuits and fines and continued questions about safety with Boeing aircraft, and now production is shut down by a strike.
96% of the 33,000 union members, including Broderick Conway, voted to walk out.
We're hoping that the second offer is what we're looking for. If not, we're just going to keep going against them, and we're going to keep striking.
The strike halts production on the 737 and may cost Boeing $100 million a day.
Fox's Carmen Roberts. President Biden meets with the new British prime minister today.
The White House said Russia's war against Ukraine is going to be one of the top issues President Biden will be discussing with UK Prime Minister Starmer. And the New York Times reports European officials say the president appears to be ready to clear the way for Ukraine to strike far into Russian territory with Western weapons.
Fox's Jill Nato. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 7:31 at News Radio 92.3. Cloudy, 75 right now in Pensacola. I'm David Wayne. The Escambia Board of Commissioners approving a new 30-year improvement plan for the Warrington area. That includes upgrading commercial areas along Navy Boulevard, also improving the gateway into NAS Pensacola.
The relationship between the United States Navy and Warrington goes back centuries, and it's literally our backyard. It's our neighborhood, and we're just really, really excited about the redevelopment plan, 30-year plan. We want Warrington to succeed. We want the Navy to succeed.
Retired Navy Captain Sterling Gilliam, also the director of the National Naval Aviation Museum, he says that the Navy believes allowing more access to the base could also help the neighborhood. Other goals addressed in this new 30-year improvement plan include creating new opportunities for youth and elderly residents and finding a way to create more community pride. Well, hundreds of police officers responded to a reported threat yesterday at Foley High School. That all started Thursday morning when a teacher overheard a comment from a student and believed it was about a weapon on campus, then hit the panic alarm on her ID badge. Police say officers were on scene within minutes. It turned a bit chaotic, though, when misinformation started circling on social media, including information about a student and a picture of a gunman.
Instead of blasting things out on social media that you don't know to be true, and we all know how social media goes, I wish parents would take this into account, is that the dissemination of information can create a lot of chaos.
That is Foley Police Chief Thurston Bullock. He tells NBC 15 police did not find a weapon. There was no fight, no shooting on campus. The school district says parents began arriving at the scene wanting to check their children out, but the school was still on lockdown. And that's when a small group of emotional parents attempted to enter the school to get their students. The district released a statement saying they understand the emotion involved, but parents need to consider the consequences of entering a locked down school filled with armed police officers that are searching for a threat. Applications for unemployment benefits down just a bit in Florida. The Labor Department reporting about 5,800 people filed first-time jobless claims in the state this week. That is 243 fewer than the week before. And nationally, 230,000 Americans applied for benefits. That's an increase of 2,000 from the previous week's revised total. The Florida Department of Law Enforcement says that a Georgia man who collected signatures for Amendment 3 is now charged with petition fraud. FDLE announcing that Colton Brady was arrested last week. The 34-year-old allegedly submitted dozens of invalid forms while working as a paid petition circulator by backers of Amendment 3. That's the amendment that would legalize recreational marijuana in Florida. That'll be on the ballot in November. It'll need 60% support to pass. And a teenager in Tampa now facing charges after bringing two loaded guns to school. Tampa police arresting 15-year-old Antoine Colding. The handguns were found at Blake High School in the Tampa area. The school resource officer at the school says that the guns were found while searching students who were found vaping in a bathroom. 735 at News Radio 92.3. John Pickens has our traffic on the fives.
Brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Call them today for all your commercial and premium landscaping needs. No accidents on the board right now to let you know about, but we are seeing some major delays right at Olive and Davis, backing up all the way to University Parkway, and it's backed up on Davis all the way past the hospital, so just be prepared for that. Other than that, traffic looks good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. Now our Channel 3 forecast.
This is meteorologist Brooke Richardson with your first morning weather update. There will be a small chance of rain this afternoon, 40% chance overall. Otherwise, mostly sunny skies, high near 87. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 71. Keeping a beautiful sunny forecast for that Saturday, 10% chance of rain, high near 88. Saturday night, temperatures dropping near 73. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
75 in Pensacola, 76 in Gulf Breeze, 76 in Milton. Our next news at 8 o'clock and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. The Federal Reserve's easing cycle will be mild by historical standards when it starts cutting rates at its September policy meeting. According to Fitch, the ratings agency has forecast 25 basis point cut at the central bank's September and December meetings. Michigan Representative Tim Walberg has slammed Meta for its response to a bipartisan group of lawmakers regarding illicit drug ads on Facebook and Instagram, which lawmakers say contribute to the opioid epidemic. Walberg said Meta not only ignores most of the questions posed in their letter, but also refuses to acknowledge that these illicit drug ads were approved and monetized by Meta. Wall Street is now looking ahead toward the Federal Reserve's policy meeting on September 17th to the 18th, where the central bank is largely anticipated to lower interest rates by 25 basis points. Currently, the Fed's target rate is sitting between 5.25% to 5.5%. Futures are slightly higher. That's your money now.
Picture this. It's a hot, humid summer day and your AC stops working. What do? You call All Seasons Service Network. All Seasons has been locally owned and operated since 1967, offering 24/7 emergency services with multiple technicians ready at all times for your future HVAC needs. From residential to commercial, All Seasons provides installations, new construction builds, and any other kind of HVAC needs. Visit allseasonsnow.com to schedule an appointment or call 850-434-0384. Call today.
Flashlights, check. Camp stove, check. Canned goods, check. Ice chests, check.
Say, what you doing there, neighbor? Going camping?
Not exactly, but it is hurricane season. We've already had a few power outages just with thunderstorms, so I'm getting prepared.
I see. Getting ready for a little indoor camping.
Yeah, you know how it is.
Actually, I don't. We have natural gas from Pensacola Energy at our house, so when the power is out, we still cook up a storm and take hot showers. And since we added the whole house generator, we just keep on like nothing happened.
Must be nice.
It is. Pensacola Energy made it really easy, and we got some great rebates.
How can I get in on that?
Forget indoor camping and get comfortable with natural gas. To learn more about earning up to $3,000 in rebates, call Pensacola Energy at 850-436-5050 or visit PensacolaEnergy.com. We keep on.
Big Time Entertainment presents live in concert the legendary Oak Ridge Boys in Pensacola. Members of the Grand Ole Opry, Country Music Hall of Fame, and five-time Grammy Award winners, the Oak Ridge Boys. The Oak Ridge Boys. The Oak Ridge Boys, American-made farewell tour. Sunday, October 6th at the Sanger Theater in Pensacola.
My baby, it's American-made.
More than 30 top 10 hits and over a dozen number ones. The Oak Ridge Boys, one night only.
After y'all come back, salute.
Get your tickets now at the Sanger Theater box office or Ticketmaster.com.
And we will sail away on the wings of love into the night.
The Oak Ridge Boys.
Yes, I'm setting.
Don't miss the Oak Ridge Boys at the Sanger Theater in Pensacola, October 6th.
You depend on your vehicle.
Come on, start already.
And you need a good auto shop to depend on as well. That shop is A1 Auto and Diesel Repair, now open on North W Street. They guarantee the lowest rates in Pensacola, and they offer a 2-year national warranty on all of their work. Their certified mechanics have got you covered. No matter the problem, one call does it all. 850-285-0958. A1 Auto and Diesel Repair, 4414 North W Street, Pensacola.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at George Stone Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from George Stone Technical College. Have a boating question for Stefan? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them today at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hey, if you've got a company, you've got employees, that means you've got to take care of things like dental benefits, vision, life, disability, health insurance, and payroll and HR and all the stuff that when I mention it, your left eye starts twitching. No, I mean, I get it. I do, because you didn't get into business to do that stuff. You got into business to, you know, put in pipes or fix cars or give legal advice and win cases. You didn't get into it for this, but this is good. This is the byproduct of growing a company that's got employees, but it may not be your favorite thing in the world. It is the favorite thing in the world for the folks at Torgerson Causey. They like doing this. They're a locally owned and operated for more than 20 years, helping people in this area, employee benefits agency. We use them here at News Radio and Cat Country and ESPN Pensacola for about 3 years now, and they have been fantastic. And when I say that, I mean, like, they brought us options we didn't have before as an employee. They have customer service that we definitely did not have before. They answer questions. My wife asks a lot of questions, and they have really good answers. They get her thumbs up, which is very unusual. Okay, she's very, very smart, and she's an engineer, so she asks, like an industrial engineer, so she asks those kind of questions, and they always have good answers. So our family really appreciates Torgerson Causey. If you want to find out what they might be able to do for you, give them a call at 433-9996 or check them out online at tcbenefitsgroup.com.
When hurricanes are brewing and heading to the Gulf, tune in to News Radio Pensacola for complete storm coverage you can count on. We have direct reports from the Emergency Management Center and from the National Hurricane Center to give you the latest on the storm's path, strength, and impacts. Stay informed and stay safe with comprehensive hurricane coverage heard on News Radio Pensacola. Now on 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, and on our News Radio Pensacola mobile app.
What do you need, son?
Need to borrow your boat.
Let's drop some lead on those motherfuckers!
Light them up.
They ain't gonna sink this battleship, no way.
Verify our range to target. One ping only.
What's the range now?
200 miles, sir.
They break 150 miles, launch the alert 5 aircraft.
Yes, sir.
What are you doing? You're slowing down!
I'm bringing the big post to Merlin.
You're gonna do what?
I got a good lock. Firing.
Woo! Splash
board! You been!
Yeah, morning, 743 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. This is our Meet Your Tenant Command segment where we're talking about base operations that you may never have heard of. And I will just tell you, okay, sometimes there are going to be days where I wasn't able to schedule anybody because of it just... They're hard to find. It's hard to work schedules out. And this is one of those days. We may have more of these days going forward. But nevertheless, I do have good Navy information for you. So we're going to kind of keep on theme. By the way, this segment is brought to you by Warrior Beer Company on Sorrento Road. Warrior Beer Company, we've got your six. And they do have some outstanding beer. Really, really good. Like the good strong beer that I like to drink. Anyway, this is not brand new, but I don't think a lot of this has necessarily changed. This is actually from a 60 Minutes piece that was done a little while back, like about a year ago. But it was so informative, and I have just never had a chance to put it into the show that I wanted to share it with you. Norm O'Donnell and 60 Minutes went on board a carrier and talked to four-star Admiral Commander of Pacific Fleet Samuel Paparo about the state of our Navy.
He's always on alert. One-third of the Navy is always deployed and operating at all times. The Navy's mustering right now about 300 ships, and there are about 100 ships at sea right now all around the globe. In the early 2000s, the PRC Navy mustered about 37 vessels. Today, they're mustering 350 vessels.
Yikes. In 20 years, right, they've gone from nothing, a tenth of our Navy, to now having a larger Navy than even we have.
China invades Taiwan, what will the U.S. Navy do?
It's a decision of the President of the United States and a decision of the Congress. It's our duty to be ready for that. But the bulk of the United States Navy will be deployed rapidly to the Western Pacific to come to the aid of Taiwan if the order comes to aid Taiwan in thwarting that invasion.
Is the U.S. Navy ready?
We're ready, yes. I'll never admit to being ready enough.
Yeah, which is a fair assessment, okay? But the shift is working against us. The longer the trends go, the more it looks like we're having, you know, and the Chinese are basically saying, you know, in 2 years, maybe the point of strength will have inverted enough for it to be worth their losses to invade Taiwan.
Even though China now has the largest Navy in the world, they don't have anything like this in terms of aircraft carriers.
They do not, but they're working towards it. And they have two operational aircraft carriers right now.
And, yeah, I mean, you know, they have, you know, diesels, basically. We have 11 nuclear, okay? But, again, they're investing heavily in this because they see that as the future basically platform for their dominance or at least parity with us in the global competition for everything, including, you know, the shipping lanes. 7:46 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay talking about the Navy and where we're at and where we're going. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
Brought to you by ECUA Bulkway Services. Now call for pickup. Call by 2 p.m. the day before your service day. You can learn more at ecua.fl.gov. No accidents to let you know about right now. Everything is looking good. Seeing some, one just popped up. Pine Forest and Godwin Lane. It says Robay may be blocked. That just happened, so I'll get more information on that. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. If you need any kind of plumbing, heating, air conditioning, or electrical work done along the Gulf Coast, Peden is your place. They have been working here for 55 years, starting in Panama City, going east to Tallahassee and west. They've been in Pensacola for a long time, of course, in Ellison Field, and they're been in Baldwin County last year and now in Mobile County this year. Professional service, show up on time, do the work they say they're going to do, and stand by it with 100% satisfaction guarantee. That's why they've been growing so successfully all across the Gulf Coast. And now with their 55th anniversary, or I should say that, but also as we're entering sort of the end of hurricane season. I mean, I know Francine's been on everybody's mind lately, but we're kind of getting towards the middle end where people have already bought their air conditioners for the year. They right now are offering $1,000 off any in-stock air conditioning system. So if they've got it in stock and you need one, $1,000 off, and you can get your service done on your AC system for the fall. So any kind of, you know, heating, electrical, plumbing, or, you know, plumbing, heating, electrical, or air conditioning work done, Peden, they can take care of you. Peden, PEADEN.com. Back to the interview and presentation by 60 Minutes about the state of our Navy. As I said, this is older, okay? This is from last year. But I've just never had a chance to get it on the air, and I really wanted to because it helps give you a perspective on a big topic that isn't often the subject of, like, the daily news, but it's important to know where we stand militarily with the Chinese in our Navy.
How aggressive has China become in the air?
Aggressive. And just some examples include unsafe, unprofessional intercepts where they move within single digits of feet of other aircraft, flashing the weapons that they have on board to the aircrew of the other aircraft, operating in international airspace, maneuvering their aircraft in such a way that denies the ability to turn in one direction. If they're safe and professional, then there's no problem. Everybody has the right to fly and sail wherever international law dictates.
But the Chinese are pushing that.
They are pushing it.
They absolutely are, whether it's building fabricated islands in the South China Sea or complaining about us establishing appropriate shipping lanes and use of, you know, naval and airspace in the region.
China has accused the United States of trying to contain them. What do you say to China?
I would say, do you need to be contained? Are you expanding? Are you an expansionist power? To a very great extent, the United States was the champion for China's rise. And in no way are we seeking to contain China. What we are seeking for them to play by the rules.
Yeah, and, you know, we have been operating as the guarantor of that with our, you know, incredible fleet for all of these years.
Since the United States has been operating in the Western Pacific, China's backyard, they've been developing missiles to attack our assets, haven't they? Specific missiles.
Absolutely, yes. First, I'll say the United States is also a Western Pacific nation. So
Guam.
it's not China's backyard. It's, you know, it is a free and open Indo-Pacific that encompasses numerous partners and treaty allies. And yes, we have seen them greatly enhance their power projection capability.
How much do you worry about the PLA Rocket Force?
I worry, you know, I'd be a fool to not worry about it. Of course I worry about the PLA Rocket Force. Of course I work every single day to develop the tactics and the techniques and the procedures to counter it and to continue to develop the systems that can also defend against them.
You know, you put a carrier out on the open sea and they're developing anti-ship weapons. And as you've seen, the Iranians practicing on mock-ups of our carriers. And, you know, of course, we just deployed. I mean, the McCool just got commissioned. It's not deployed yet. Still a couple of years away from that. But, you know, we think about this kind of stuff. The sailors that we train here at NAS Pensacola, the, you know, NATSE that oversees all the training, the pilots, every, I mean, if anything, Pensacola is a carrier town, right? I mean, we don't have a carrier, not anymore, but, you know, we deploy all of the pieces that go on board the carriers that go around the world and make this stuff safe for everybody.
About how far are we from mainland China?
1,500 nautical miles.
They can hit us.
Yes, they can. If they've got the targeting in place, they could hit this aircraft carrier. If I don't want to be hit, there's something I can do about it.
Right. And of course, the question is, how close is China to getting to parity with us?
How much more advanced is U.S. submarine technology than Chinese capability?
A generation.
Generation.
And by generation, think 10 or 20 years. But broadly, I don't really talk in depth about submarine capabilities. It's the silent service.
Yeah, we don't talk an awful lot about that. So, but it is fair to know that at least in that front or on that front, we are better ahead. Again, this is four-star Admiral Commander PAC Fleet Samuel Paparo from an interview on 60 Minutes. It's, like I said, it's about a year ago, but I thought it was very, very important to hear from him because I knew we hadn't had a chance to share this. So what do we do? What do we figure will happen if we actually engage against China?
One recent non-classified war game had the U.S. prevailing but losing 20 ships, including two carriers. Does that sound about right?
That is a plausible outcome. I can imagine a more pessimistic outcome, and I can imagine a more optimistic outcome. We should be clear-eyed about the costs that we're potentially incurring.
When he said that, my heart sank, just thinking about that possibility. Because, you know, we haven't had war in a long time. Not real war, right? I mean, we've had operations. We've had, of course, when Kamala Harris lied during her, you know, the debate the other night that we haven't had anybody, this first time we haven't had anybody deployed into a war zone. Really tell that to the sailors who are on the two carriers. Now one's coming back, but the two carriers deployed to the Middle East. Anyway, please, I would say. That's just, But back to Samuel Paparo and China and the future potential with Taiwan.
Is it your hope that the power of the U.S. Navy, the force posture of the U.S. Navy will deter a Chinese invasion of Taiwan?
It's not my hope, it's my duty, in conjunction with allies and partners, to deliver intolerable costs to anybody that would upend the order in violation of the nation's security or in violation of the nation's interests. The saying, which is Si Pacem Para Bellum, which is if you want peace,
prepare for war.
And then the last quote from him just about where we are vis-a-vis China.
We call it the decade of concern. We've seen a tenfold increase in the size of the PRC Navy.
Technically speaking, the Chinese now have the largest Navy in the world in terms of number of ships, correct?
Yes.
Do the numbers matter?
Yes. As the saying goes, quantity has a quality all its own.
At some point, are they going to reach numbers that we can't prevail over?
I'm not comfortable with the trajectory.
Ugh. And, I mean, you know, two carriers, how many thousands, what's that, 5,000 each? About 10,000 people, many, many, many of whom would have trained here, you know, to think about that as, the, you know, within a couple of years might be the cost of thwarting Chinese aggression against Taiwan. Yeah, so this, I mean, this hit me pretty hard. I know I haven't had a chance to share it with you yet, but that's why I wanted to share it with you now that we have a gap kind of week in our tenant command schedule. 7:55 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Hey, Pensacola, Gary from Warrior Beer Company, inviting you to come out and enjoy great beer, great food, great fun. Warrior Beer Company has Military Open Mic Monday, Trivia Tuesday, Karaoke Wednesdays, Singo Bingo on Thursdays, and live music all weekend. We have 20 different brews and ciders. We are located just west of Blue Angel Parkway on Sereno Road. Always remember, from freedom fighters to everyday warriors, we got your six.
7:55, News Radio 92.3, John Pickentest, traffic on the fives.
There are no accidents blocking your way this morning, but if you're on I-10 eastbound, it's backed up all the way from Pine Forest down to Highway 29 through that construction zone. So I'd say that's about a 10-15 minute delay there. Other than that, traffic's looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
I love this note I got in here. Somebody says 437-1620. Good covering on this, Andrew. Yes, we rarely hear about the Chinese and their expansion globally because media is too busy covering Taylor Swift, the Kardashians, and Donald Trump. Fair. Fair.
When the open road or off-road calls, the 2024 Subaru Forester answers. Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. The impressive off-road capability of the Forester Wilderness starts with its dependable symmetrical all-wheel drive. It optimizes power distribution between the wheels to deliver maximum traction on challenging trails or in slippery weather conditions. Pair that with 9.2 inches of ground clearance and standard Yokohama Geolander AT all-terrain tires, and you'll feel free to explore even farther down the trail. Plus, the Forester Wilderness comes with a full-size spare, a rare sight these days. The Forester Wilderness makes it easy to load up for adventure with an extra-wide rear gate opening and 60-40 split fold-down rear seat. And its interior protective material stands up to wear and tear from all that gear, passengers, and pets. The Forester Wilderness is built for your boldest adventures. Find yours at Anderson Subaru. Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
At the height of hurricane season, are you sure your data is backed up? I'm Nathan with Data Revolution, and this is your cybersecurity tip of the month. Hurricanes can cause severe damage to buildings and IT infrastructure. Test your backups now to ensure your access in an emergency. Businesses along the Gulf Coast trust Data Revolution for their cybersecurity and communications needs. Visit datarevs.com for more information.
Bands on the Beach is presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, and it happens Tuesday nights at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. Be sure to bring a blanket or a lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. Coming up this Tuesday, it's the White Sands Panhandle Band. They are the hottest band when it comes to bluegrass, country, and rockabilly. They're inspired by so many great artists like Marty Stewart, Doyle Lawson, and Charlie Daniels. So come out to Bands on the Beach this Tuesday night at 7 with White Sands Panhandle Band. So remember, no pets or glass allowed.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Sundays, you get Christian Outlook at 7, Ask the Preacher at 8, Town Hall Review, Fox News Sundays a Weekend, Tech It Out, and Gun Talk at 8.
Smite me, oh mighty smiter. Now, I'm not much for blaspheming, but that last one made me laugh.
No, tell the boys I'm on my way.
It's 7:58 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you're interested in local elections, we've got the Women for Responsible Legislation candidate forum today at the Tryon Branch Library on Langley. That's a little different location if you're used to them being in the second floor at City Hall, but this is going to be at 10:30 a.m. It's going to have Ashley Hoffberger and Ron Helms for District 4, Stephen Barry and Josh Roberson for District 5, And then also District 1, Jennifer Brer versus Phil Nickenson. So very good slate of candidates today at the forum, 10:30 at the Tryon Branch Library. David Wayne, what do you have in the headlines, sir?
Well, we want to get this out there as quick as we can. Just getting word that law enforcement is currently investigating a threat made against several of our area schools. Escambia County Public Schools says a threat was made on social media this morning. So if you're out taking your kids to school, you may see additional law enforcement officers at the schools.
Yeah, they say they are taking it seriously. There will be heightened law enforcement presence at campuses today.